verdad. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin igual. Cuando intento describir...
All right, we're back, and I was about to say Saturday night, but now it's Sunday morning. It is midnight, and I think that's a perfect opportunity to say what a wonderful song we just heard. If God gave us basically one more day. And so as you've been listening to us, now we're at the midnight hour. Saturday has turned into Sunday, and we have just gone from one day until or into the next day. And so I thought that was a perfect song to take us from Saturday into Sunday.
Un día más.
One more day. Wow. We want you to log on to our website, www.cristotherock.com. That is Cristo, C-R-I-S-T-O, therock.com. And we want you to log in because we want you to put a face with the voices that you are hearing this evening or now this morning by clicking onto the radio personalities tab right there on the website. You'll see these smooth brothers here in the studio. Pastor Ricky, he's looking all suave on the site, and Brother Guillermo's picture will be up there, and I'm just, you know, just this little dude in the corner, you know. That, you know, they took a picture of me in the corner, and so that's me, Pastor Mark. We want you to know all of our ministry team hosts and all of their ministries that God has given them. We are featured there, and we would love to hear from you via email or telephone, Facebook, whatever your mode of communication is. We definitely would love to hear from you. So, gentlemen, lady, we are in our segment tonight, whereas we know that God has ordained that we still have listeners listening to us, and those that are listening to us, God wants them to listen right at this point in time, because we've been talking tonight about dreams, goals, and plans. But it's one thing to have dreams and plans, but we've got to recognize that we have to fit those both in God's big scheme or big plans for our lives. And we have people here in studio that can testify to that. Brother John and Miss Steph, you all say hi to the people.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, everyone.
Yeah, what up? Pastor,
how you doing,
Ricky,
everybody?
You said something. That was Brother Guillermo, y'all. That smoothness. He, you know, say that again, Brother Guillermo.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah,
well, not just
heartthrob. A good looking guy in the studio. But what we want you all to know is my brother, Pastor Ricky, you said something on the break, man, that I really want our listeners to catch a hold to. And then we're going to open this up for our entire team, Brother Guillermo, Brother John, Sister Stephanie, to jump in wherever we feel that God has led us to do so. You talked about this guy in the Bible, David, having dreams. Can you share with our listeners basically?
Joseph, Pastor Mark.
See, that now, okay, now I got amnesia. I could have swore you said, okay, Joseph, Pastor Ricky.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph, take it away and share with our listeners what you share with us here in studio.
Can I share a little bit of something personal?
Yes, you can, my brother.
Because it's going to minister somebody.
Don't forget Joseph, though.
Yeah, of course. It's going to be nice.
Yeah,
be brief.
You know.
Joseph had a dream. This is a man named Joseph in the Bible. He was a young man.
Yeah. Genesis, what, 37 and
yeah,
5?
37, yeah.
Okay.
And so I had a dream when I was growing up.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I had many dreams. I had high aspirations.
Mm-hmm.
But things don't turn out the way we think.
That's very good.
They don't. You know, You come to a place in age and in life where you begin to take, you exit
mm-hmm.
from those dreams.
Okay.
You begin to forget about those dreams.
Okay.
But when God gives you a dream,
yeah,
He has eternal perspective.
Yeah.
It changes
good.
Everything in you because it's eternal.
Yeah.
That dream will never leave you. It becomes a part of you.
Okay.
And that dream became a part of Joseph.
Yeah.
And that word had a dream in the Hebrew means to bind firmly.
To bind firmly.
Yes.
I like that.
Joseph was bound to that dream that God gave him.
It wasn't going anywhere.
No, it wasn't going nowhere.
Yeah.
He became a part of that dream.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that dream sustained him when he was in the pit.
Oh, that's beautiful. Because let me say this real quick before you keep going, Pastor Ricky, because a lot of our people don't understand
right.
that in the pit, They don't understand that in the pit thing. And so what I want to get across to them real quick is Joseph, they called him a dreamer, and he went through a lot of hardships,
right,
trials, and issues before that dream could become a reality. And so I want to pause you right there before you keep going so that Brother Guillermo can translate that,
right,
into Spanish, because the gist of what I want him to translate is, even though Joseph was a dreamer and God gave him a great dream and he fulfilled it, second in command in this land he was in, he endured a lot of hardships along the way. Brother Guillermo.
Lo que están hablando los hermanos Ricky y Mark es acerca de los sueños de José, el hijo, uno de los hijos menores, no era el hijo menor de Jacob. Sorry, Jacob. Que ustedes lo pueden encontrar en Génesis 37, y él tenía muchos sueños, los comentó con sus hermanos. Sus hermanos no le gustaron los sueños que él tuvo porque involucraron a sus hermanos que estuvieran debajo de su poderío, y lo llevaron y lo pusieron en el fondo de un pozo que estaba vacío. Después fue esclavo, fue vendido como esclavo en Egipto, y después a la larga, al final fue puesto en prisión, y a la larga fue el segundo en comando en el país de Egipto, en ese momento que era el país más importante del mundo, y pudo alimentar a su familia, y en eso pudo traer de vuelta a sus hermanos, reencontrarse con sus hermanos y con su padre Jacob.
Okay, Pastor Ricky, keep rowing this boat down the stream for our listeners.
The Hebrew word, let me read this real quick.
Okay,
Pastor Mark, it says Joseph had a dream and they hated him even more, even though he went through all that suffering.
Okay.
He never gave up.
Okay.
Because there's a difference between having a God-given dream and having a dream that is birthed out of our own.
Yeah, just a dream.
Yes,
right.
A dream.
Right, right.
When God gives you a dream, he brings it to pass.
Yeah, yeah.
God doesn't give dreams and then they don't come to pass.
Yeah, set you up to fail. I'm going to say something before. Can I interrupt real quick?
Go ahead,
quick,
Pastor
Ricky, because I want Brother John to tag onto that, but I'm going to attach a scripture,
right,
to what you just said. If God gives you a dream, and this is a simple way of saying it, listeners, and we want you to know this for a fact. If God said it, you can believe it. There's,
yes,
nothing that you can do to alter that thing.
That's right.
And here's the scripture that I want to attach to that. Habakkuk chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. It's four verses, and this is the King James version of those verses. They say, I will stand. And Habakkuk was asking the Lord for an answer. He was praying, look, Lord, give me a sign. This is what I need, da 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 da. And God basically answers him and said, you need to exhibit faith in believing that what I said you need to do, that's going to come to pass. It might seem hard, might seem like nothing is happening, might seem like you're in a desert, but that thing is going to happen. Here's how the verse reads. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what God will say unto me. This is the prophet speaking, and what I shall answer when he reproves me. Verse 2. And the Lord answers and said, this is what you should do. Write the vision down. Make it plain upon tables or tablets that he may,
yes,
run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry or though there's a delay, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him. Here's the kicker to the verse. But the just shall live by what?
Faith.
Faith. And by living by faith, faith is really just believing in what you can't see.
Right.
Faith is just taking God at his word. And so, John, I want you to share with our listeners either a personal testimony or your opinion about just what it means to have a vision and to write it down. And through the disappointments of life or whatever, you still believe in your heart of heart when everybody else is saying no, God has told you yes. Somebody needs to hear what you're about to tell them.
No question about it. God gives you that vision. You got to know that he gave it to you and it's going to come to pass. And I take comfort in knowing that God will never give us a vision and he'll never ask us to do something that we cannot do through,
right,
him.
Right. I don't think Brother Guillermo would be the person that he is with the skills he has if God had not qualified him in that therapy realm. You know what I'm saying? And so a lot of times I think we have to scale back and ask ourselves, is this something I want to do for my own selfish means? Or I need to start looking at the way God has wired me. And then will that serve an eternal benefit? And then that's when the pieces of the puzzle start coming together. Don't you think that's the correct thing, Pastor Ricky? I mean, are we looking at this the right way?
Yeah, we are, you know, but I want to throw something in there because we have to be careful who we share our dreams with.
Oh.
Because.
Very good.
Joseph's brothers were his blood brothers.
Yeah.
And they sold him.
Tell that story.
But when that vision was given and that dream, it's when purpose was began to evolve in Joseph's life.
Okay.
And so that's when he was moved into that place to bring that dream into manifestation in his life.
So I want to talk to our listeners and get in the boat with them, because I can promise you there's somebody that's listening that doesn't really grasp on the spiritual level what we're talking about. So let's just make this as plain as day
to
our listeners when it comes down to, you know, don't tell everybody your dreams, your brother sold him. What really happened, that's another way of saying you can't really, as excited as we get, team, about our dreams, y'all ever notice how you always got, and let's put this in lingo we know they're going to understand. You always notice how you got haters.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, you always notice how you got haters around you.
And so
there's a phrase we say, you know, don't hate, congratulate. In other words, if you can't get on board with my dream and push and support me, then your negativity will do nothing but bring me down. And so, in short form, Brother Guillermo, can you, and I'm not asking him to translate this just because, you know, he's our Hispanic speaking guy in the studio. I just want y'all to know, I think he's smooth and I want to hear him speak, you know, Spanish. So I want him to translate that, that little segment that we just said. Take it away, Brother Guillermo.
Lo que estaban diciendo los hermanos en este momento era que uno tiene que tener cuidado con quien comparte sus sueños. Hay mucha gente que uno le cuenta sus sueños, su visión, y tiene mucha envidia con uno y le hacen puras afirmaciones negativas que en el fondo uno lo decaen, lo hacen caer y dejan el sueño de lado a muchas personas porque la gente a su alrededor le empieza a decir cosas, oh, esto no va a resultar, no tiene nada que ver, no tienes dinero, o etcétera, etcétera. Así que por eso hay que tener mucho cuidado con quién uno comparte sus sueños y siempre guiarse con la Biblia para que los sueños sean guiados por Dios y no por el enemigo.
I don't care what nobody said. The brother is smooth. That's just smooth. Pastor Ricky, and I want to hear from Stephanie because she's going to introduce the next song, I think, this segment that you're going to hear. No, John's going to introduce it, and that song is going to be called What, You're the One? But I want to hear from Stephanie on this because, Pastor Ricky, what we've been talking about and what Brother Guillermo just translated, we basically, if we could sum that up in one sentence, it basically says this. It's one thing to have a vision, goal, or dream, but are we correct in saying that we have to exhibit faith? Also, faith just believing that if God gave it to me, that thing is going to happen. So can we safely say you have to combine this burning passion, desire,
dream,
or goal? You got to connect that with some faith.
Yeah, you have to.
Definitely.
Yeah, okay. Because watch this. It's good you said that because all those things, events that Joseph went through, it was in sequence, one thing after another, right?
Tell me some of the things. Tell our listeners
he was put in a pit.
Okay.
And then he was sold as a slave.
Okay.
And then he was accused of something he didn't do.
Which rape.
Rape.
Right.
He was thrown in prison when he was innocent for 13 years.
Right.
In all those years of affliction, Joseph held on to that dream.
Yeah. And here's part of the big scheme of things. Everything that Pastor Ricky just said, all of those obstacles that Joseph went through, it seems like, man, this is a crappy dream I have. But the reality is God's hand was in it the entire time.
Amen.
At the end of the entire stream of obstacles left and right, all of these accusations, sold into slavery, betrayed. After all of this taken from his family, the end of the story that I want to get across to our listeners is this. Joseph ended up being the second in command of an entire nation. And then there ended up being a huge famine in the land, whereas the very homeland that he came from, his family and the people that he knew ended up having to come to him so that he could be a provider for them. And so throughout the entire journey, God was at work to fulfill the big plan in Joseph's life. And so as we kind of get ready to segue into our segment about this song that John is going to introduce in a little bit, and the title of the song is called You're the One. But Pastor Rick and Brother Guillermo, I think that's a perfect title for a song, because that's a perfect segue into our last segment tonight. Because when you say you're the one, that can mean a lot of different things. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can talk about your wife, baby. You're the one. You are the one. That you are my one and only. Or, you know, you can talk about your favorite soft drink. Ray Charles used to say, you know, you're the one. And so let's take that song title before John sets it up to talk about our last segment, because we've talked about goals, dreams, visions, and how we need to put faith with that. But can we accurately say, fellas, that you're the one is leading to the very one that needs to be at the steering wheel of our dreams? His name is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Can we accurately say that?
Amen.
I want to hear some feedback from you all, because I think our listeners would really love to get in this boat right now, and we hold these keys to inviting them in, or they're going to stay on the shore. So you all tell me what it means about you're the one. And who is this Jesus Christ that needs to be the head of our dreams and our plans? Anybody?
Jesus Christ is the creator, is the savior, is your captain of the boat.
Yeah.
And if you don't have Christ in your life, on your marriage, on your work and anything, you can do nothing.
Okay.
That will happen to us at the
beginning.
We tried to do it ourselves, and we tried with all our strength. And our mortal strength is nothing until we put our full faith and full trust in Jesus Christ and let Him take over over your finances, over your work, over your marriage, and being parents, or everything you do in life. And He is the number one.
Pastor
and when
Rick,
He is number one,
that?
He is the one.
Yeah.
Well, it goes back to what you were saying. I don't want to get off of that. The just shall live by faith.
Okay.
Joseph was a just man.
Okay.
And he had to maintain a walk of faith for all those years, 13 years, until he became the governor.
Okay.
He never let go of his faith. And that brought everything into where God wanted him to be at. That's why you read Habakkuk chapter 2 about the just shall live by faith.
Okay.
Because if we waver in our faith, we become slothful and complacent. We become stagnant. Those things will never evolve in our lives.
Okay. And so I want our listeners, before I kind of throw this to John, I want our listeners to understand that we're not telling you that you have to be perfect. We're not telling you that you already have to have it together. The Bible tells us that if you're listening to us, you are supposed to get from us overwhelmingly, come as you are. In other words, this is an invitation not from us. God is literally talking to you because somebody is listening that has a burning dream, a burning goal, a burning desire, a vision. But we just want to get across to you tonight that only God can help you achieve what it is that's burning in your spirit. Brother John, can you jump in here real quick before we kind of get ready to transition into what this song is that I want you to set up? Let's talk about just for a little bit how our listeners need to get the fact that, man, Jesus is speaking to you right now, and He wants to validate that dream that you have in your spirit right now.
Yes, and everyone needs to be real clear that This type of faith, Christianity, is not about works. It's about something
good
that He did.
Yeah.
And we don't need to be perfect. We don't need to have it all figured out.
Yeah.
Jesus did it all.
Yeah.
He paved the way.
Yes. And all you have to do, listener, is come. All of us sitting here, we've accepted that invitation. We've said, Lord, you know what? We don't understand the big plan, the big scheme, but we know you are in total control.
Yes.
And faith literally is just this, believing unwaveringly what God has already said about a matter. And so, Brother Guillermo, I want you to translate what I just said, which was, faith is believing unwaveringly what God has already said about a matter. And if the Lord said, just come to him, he will invite you into the boat and won't turn you away. Brother Guillermo, in about 30 seconds.
Hermano Mark dice que la fe, según la Biblia, dice que es algo que uno tiene que creer completamente con todo su corazón y alma, porque esto sí va a suceder, va a pasar. Pero lo importante es poner toda su fe, confianza, y absoluta en Jesucristo. No hay otro camino.
Okay. Thank you, my brother. We're going to let Brother John, and we're about to go into our musical segment. You're listening to music from the new project coming up from Stephanie Valderrama, and we want you to know that you'll be able to get that. But we want Brother John to set this next song up. Tell us the inspiration for it, and then we will see you back on the other end for our last segment of the night. Brother John, give
us a song. Pastor Mark, you gave a great segue to this song. The intro is basically this. You're the One is a love song back to our Creator,
okay.
our Savior.
Yeah.
And it's to say that I don't have this all figured out here on earth. There's a line that says, I don't know what I want, but I know who I need.
Okay.
And that is Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus, you're the One. You're the way. You're the truth.
Okay.
You're the life.
Okay.
And he's all we need.
Okay.
You're the One.
You're the One. That's what you're about to hear right here on WWW, or should I say, Cristo the Rock, 100.7 FM. I want to read a verse real quick before we get out of here to this next segment. Proverbs 16:9, a person may plan his own journey, but the Lord directs his steps. We want you to join us each and every Saturday night from 10:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. on 100.7 FM, KWRD, right here on The Rock. We're looking forward to seeing you at this next segment right after this song, You're the One by Stephanie Valderrama. See you in a bit.
An open vessel, my soul's a tender reed. do it.